Good morning, Jacob's Well. Ah, my mic works. That's good. I'm Melissa. I am pastor intern here, and today I get to share a message with you. So most of you will hopefully know that we're doing a series, Get To or Get Through. So do we get through life or do we get to do life? And so the last couple of weeks, Greg has talked to us about examining your life and learning from God daily. So just so that in case you don't remember or just haven't been here, we're going to just review briefly what Greg talked about. And so if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, Greg talked about examine your life. And we had Eric was here, and he helped us illustrate that. So we're going to just watch a quick video about that.
Is it happening?
Really quick video.
Pretty impressive? Yeah. Not really, though, was it? Kind of lame. All right. Well, okay. So that wasn't something, but it was. Was that?
Watch that. The video reminds us, and the soaking reminds us that we are soaked with God's love, right? And so our God is a big God that soaks us, and God is not a small God that wants to just kind of squirt us with a little love. God is a big God. And then one question that Greg asked us to consider, and I'll ask you to consider this again today, is: Are we living our lives with or without God, with a great big God, or this small sprinkling of God in our lives? And so we also have had prayers every week, and the prayer for that week was, God, help me to see the truth about my life. And then last week, how many of you were here last week? Okay, and so if you were here last week, you know that we had kind of a different setup. Right, we had tables everywhere, and we were talking about learning from God daily. How many of you liked that? So it was getting out of our comfort zone a little bit, right? But and I know some people loved it, and some people were a little bit wary about it. But one of the things that I took with me was Melissa, and she was talking about learning from her yoga class. And when we learn from God daily, it's a balance between effort and surrender. We surrender, and we feel God's love for us, and we feel God working in us. And it's an effort, too, because we make some effort. We maybe study the Bible, or we go to group life, and we do things in our life that make a difference for us. So, and in order to grow spiritually, we do some things to learn, too. And the prayer for that week was, God, help me to discover more about you today. And so this week, we're talking about applying what you learn. And I'm not saying that in 1 week you examined and in 1 week you learned, and this week we're applying. It's a process throughout our life, right? It's something that takes some time. And applying what you learn might seem like something that's really obvious, right? You learn something, and then you go do it. But sometimes it's not that obvious to us. So we're going to talk about four questions today. And the first question today is, what does it mean to apply what you learn? And why should you apply what you learn? And this is something that's talked about in a lot of places in the Bible. And one of the places where we hear about this is in James, one of the books of the New Testament. And James, or whoever wrote the book of James, writes, "Be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves." So to help us understand what this means to be doers and not merely hearers, we're going to talk about this a little bit. And like I said, for most of us, it's pretty obvious, right? Like if you learn how to make spaghetti, but you never make it, what good is that? You can just go up to people, "Oh, I know how to make spaghetti." But it's much more effective, right, if you actually invite people over and make spaghetti for people, right? You do what you learn. And so James tells us to be doers of the word, not merely hearers. Well, and Jesus takes us a step further for us. And you might remember a couple of weeks ago, I guess 3 weeks ago now, if you were at the Falls, that Greg talked about how our God is a big God. And so sometimes we kind of schedule and we're so busy and it's really hard to get everything in. But God, again, is our big God. And when God is our foundation, then it's a little easier to build upon that for us. And so today we're going to talk about a story that illustrates this in a little different way. It's a story about a house. And the question we're going to ask today, do you want to build your house on a rock or do you want to build your house on sand? And if you look at a couple pictures here, so there's a house built on rock, and we have a picture of a house built on sand. Now, barring that, you might, you know, get to be in some warm place if you're building on sand. But do you want to build your house on rock, or do you want to build your house on sand? Which of those houses is going to last longer? If there's a big storm or something that comes up, which house do you think has a better chance? And so we're going to hear a story about house on a rock or house on sand. And this is a story that's part of the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount. Some of you might have heard this before. And the Sermon on the Mount is this beautiful, it's about two chapters at least in Matthew, and it tells us about ways that we can live and how Christ comes to us and transforms our lives. And so Jesus has been talking and talking and talking and talking, and people have been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And now Jesus concludes or continues the story with this. "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them," so they've heard them, but now whoever hears them and acts on them, "will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like the foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house and it fell. And it was a great fall." It wasn't just a little teeny tiny fall, it was a great fall. So in this story, we can see the difference between the house on the rock and the house on sand. In this story, Jesus says the difference between being doers and being hearers only is a difference between being foolish and wise, between doing and not doing, between not falling and falling. So this is the difference between building our house on this big God who is always strong and constant and always there for us, and building our house on sand where, like us, that are not always strong and constant. This is a difference between hearing only and doing. So is your house built on rock or is your house built on sand? And where do you want your house to be built? So I know you've heard many times here from Greg at Jacob's Well that God loves you and wants to make you whole. And I think that's about the best news that we can hear. And like I said, this seems so obvious, right? And that would want us, make us want to be doers, so that we would get to be a doer, and so that we can apply what we learn. But often we don't. Sometimes there are obstacles that hold us back. So one of the questions we ask today are, what are some of those obstacles that hold us back? We showed just a little while ago a video of Eric, and he got soaked and soaked with God's love. And so I've asked Eric to come back and help me today. I don't know if Eric's hopefully here somewhere. Oh, there he is. Let's applause for Eric. Wait, Eric.
I'm ready this time.
What? Is that because I'm the intern pastor?
Sure.
Well, all right. So, well, we're going to try this again. So I'm going to ask you to stand in that pool over there. I don't know. I may end up getting wetter than him. Let's see. So, well, let's see. A little smattering. Oh, I know he's pretty well protected. That's not going to do much good. So, let's see. If ready?
Yep.
Might as well try it. Hope that
works.
You didn't get hardly wet at all. This is no fun at all, is it?
Shorts, but
okay. Well, so we remember that God's love soaks us. I don't know. Let's see here. Well, I hope I don't get more soaked than he does. Who thought this through, for goodness sakes? All right. So, let's see. Oh! Ah! Eric! I think I got wetter than he did. Wow. Let's clap for Eric. Thank you very much. So, how does this apply to the whole soaking thing? So we know that God soaks us with love, right? But so often we put on some kind of a protection. We do something because it's kind of scary sometimes to feel all of that love, and we put our own raincoats on. We put something up that's an obstacle. Another thing we do, some of you might remember the movie Back to the Future 2. Do any of you? Well, anyways, there's a part of that movie where Michael J. Fox is skateboarding along the water, and he gets splashed and soaked with water, but he's got this special jacket, and it blow dries right away, so all of a sudden he's dry again, right? So it's the same kind of thing. Sometimes we protect ourselves, and sometimes, we want to get rid of it. We blow dry ourselves. And so those are some kinds of obstacles that we feel. There's another obstacle that sometimes we feel, and it's going to talk about a mirror. And so back to James, we heard, be doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves. But there's a little bit more to this passage, and it goes like this. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. Who's looked in a mirror lately? Okay, most of us, right? Do you like to look in a mirror? How many of you like it? Sometimes, right? Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, sometimes it's fine. Like, oh, I got a good hair day. Sometimes, like, if you're like me and I went to the gym and I'm like, oh, I don't want to look in the mirror. It's scary to look in the mirror. But when we look in a mirror, James says, immediately we forget what we are like. So why is that? And what is the writer of James saying here? So these verses are talking about some more obstacles for us. Often when we look in a mirror, we don't see the way we were created. Sometimes we look in a mirror and we see ourselves as puffed up. We see ourselves as something that's bigger than maybe what we are. So it's great to have self-esteem, but when our ego fills up all that space, then our big God isn't the center of our lives. We are, right? And sometimes when we look in a mirror, we have this other distortion where we tear ourselves down and we don't see ourselves as a beautiful creation that God made us to be. And we might think our head's too big, or there's so many things we see when we look in a mirror. And so when we have these distortions, we forget who we are and who God created us to be. And so when we forget that we are filled with God's overwhelming love and the abundance that God gives us, it's hard to remember. We forget who we are. So when we forget, we aren't able to apply what we learn, or we apply it in ways that maybe aren't quite what God has in mind for us. And so this leads us to a third question. Why do I want to apply what I learn? So the first thing I want you to think of is that God doesn't come down and say, you must apply what you learn. You must do if you want, or you must apply what you learn so that something happens. That's not really how things work. But what happens is we want to apply because we want to share what God has given us so freely. So some of you have probably heard these words. There was a lawyer. The lawyers like to test Jesus a lot. And they like to ask Jesus about things that they thought would get him in trouble. So one lawyer asked him, Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? Oh, well, I forgot I had that up there. So I don't know if some of you have seen this from Radio Free Babylon. And I don't know, they talk about supernaturally, but you might use a different word there. Your works won't save you, Kevin, but there is work to do. So when Jesus was asked which commandment in the law is the greatest, Jesus responded like this: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So is this something that God is saying, you have to do this because? Or is this something that God is saying, you get to do this because my love for you is so big that you get to share that with other people? Is it something that we get through, or is it something that we get to share? This is maybe a little simplistic, right? But but when we share, it spreads. So remember that this love is something that soaks on us. This is God's love that soaks on us. This is not meant for us to put our rain jackets on and repel it. It's not meant for us to dry it off. And it's not meant for us to look in a mirror and forget. It is meant to remind us how much God loves us. And to see who we truly are when we look in a mirror, and how we can share God's abundance with others. And one last thought on this third question. Imagine what might happen when you do, when you apply what you learn. What happens when you do and others can follow? So we're going to watch a short video. All right. So the final question for this morning then is, how do I get to apply what I learn? So I'm not saying this morning that we're all going to go out and we're going to change the entire world because God loves us, that we're going to be able to change the entire world. It's not really how that works, but we do get to apply what we learn. And I think that's pretty exciting. So consider these things as you apply what you learn. First of all, some of us are held back because we think we don't know enough, right? Or we're just not good enough. But remember, we all know enough to be dangerous in this world. We all know enough to make a difference in this world right now. Also, remember, God's love soaks us, right? And because we are soaked with God's love, we can soak others with love as well. And so remember that love, too, when you look in a mirror. And remember how God created you to be. One thing that helps us as humans is often if we make some kind of a commitment. It can be talking to your friend. It can be talking to your child, your parent. Oh, this week I am going to, I don't know, be nice to that person who really gets under my skin. Or this week I am going to teach my students, whatever. So how many of you are teachers? You guys all know what I mean, anyways. Or this week I am going to not honk at that person who is going really slow in the passing lane. So something small that can make a big difference. And as we really think about examining and learning and getting to apply what we learn, take baby steps. Examine, learn, and you get to do. You get to apply what you learn. So during our the course of our series, Get Through and Get To, I don't have one of those. You all have those little cards now, probably, right? And so one of the things that you might want to consider this morning is on one side something you've got to get through this week, because we all have something like that. If you don't have them, you might want to pass them down there in the offering baskets there. So maybe you can pass the cards down. And on the get to side, maybe this morning you want to write something that you get to do. What is something that you get to do this week? And as you're thinking about that, we're going to watch a part of a video from a church in St. Paul that's called Humble Walk. And they made this video, and we'll just watch a minute or two of it. But you might want to think about something you get to do this week as you watch this video.
You gave your life to make a difference.
Good. So there are so many ways that we get to apply what we learn. Those are just some ideas. I'm sure you all have lots of ideas. So we'll continue then this morning with offering. And as we'll pass the offering baskets, and as you pass the offering baskets, you can place your communication card in there. Maybe somebody at the end can grab the get to cards and we'll put them on the table. And before you leave this morning, grab one of those get to get through cards and you can pray for somebody this week. And remember that offering is something you get to do. It's something that helps us be Jacob's well and to make a difference in this world as well. So we're going to continue with a song.